Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, in for Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. 1 year ago today, police killed 34 miners in Marikana, South Africa. The miners had been on strike in a dispute over wages and working conditions in the platinum mine where they worked. And today, as the miners' colleagues gathered to remember their dead friends, they say that little has improved in the mines. The BBC's Mark Lowen reports.
It's a crisp winter's morning here in South Africa. We've come to the Modder East gold mine just outside the city of Johannesburg to see what it's like deep underground in a gold mine. Johannesburg was founded 130 years ago when gold was discovered in this area. It's also called Igoli, the city of gold. We've dressed up in our protective gear and now we're ready to go into the cage 300 metres down into the mine to see what it's like in one of South Africa's key industries. We're in the cage going down deep into the mine now, and it's now pitch black. As we go further down underground, my ears are beginning to pop. Stomach is beginning to turn a little bit as we get ever deeper. And now the rock face is lit up outside. You can see where we're arriving. So we're at the bottom of the mine now, and you can see the sheer rock face all around. The floor is full of puddles, it's muddy, it's cold, it's damp. This is the daily ritual of 2,000 workers here at Modder East Mine and hundreds of thousands of mine workers across this country. And it's pretty grim conditions down here. So I'm going to speak to one of the workers now. And what's your name?
My name is Simon.
What's it like being down here for hours and hours on end?
It's not so bad, but it's nice to work underground. I love working underground.
It gets hot down here, no?
Yeah, some of the places are cold, but where I'm working, it's hot and nice.
So how long are your shifts each day?
We are working 8 hours, 20 minutes every day.
Sometimes breathing down here can get quite difficult. It's humid, it's hot, there's dust. So we have a breathing pack, an emergency breathing pack. We're scrambling up the side now. This is where we need the gloves as well to hold on. What happens is that the rock is drilled, explosives are put inside, that blows up the rock and reduces it to tiny fragments, ready to be loaded onto the trucks and taken back up to the surface. And it's so dark here that it's actually very difficult to see what you're doing unless you have this sort of head torch. Okay, so I've just been handed a piece of the black reef rock. And most of it is black, but you can see the gold splinters almost. This is the raw material, which is then extracted to produce the pure gold. It's quite amazing holding this, actually.
We head back up through the gates to the surface, where the rocks are ground into a fine powder. It's heated to 1400 degrees Celsius, poured out as liquid gold, and then cooled to make the prized gold bars.
And now I'm lifting up the end product, a 20 kilogram slab of pure, gorgeous gold. It's extremely heavy and worth $1 million, probably the most expensive weight I'll ever hold. A precious treasure from the heart of South Africa.
The BBC's Mark Lowen in South Africa.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.